Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Smack Talk Podcast, a podcast where we're going to talk about sports and anything else that pops into our head. I'm Rocky Persinger. Joining me, Matt Sarah, Brent Pickens. How's it going this morning, guys?
Pretty good.
Sleepy.
So, you know, we got I'm sleepy too, but, you know, we got two main topics today is March Madness, and then we're going to go into the NFL free agency deals because that's basically all that's going on in sports this week. But I guess we'll just get right into it. So a lot of upsets, just like everybody was expecting, but something that everybody wasn't expecting was Virginia to go down to UMBC.
And not go down, but get thumped.
They got completely trounced.
I'm texting these guys, trying to telling them UVA is going down. They're sitting there saying, what, 17 to go? It's not a big deal.
Well, see, and I wasn't even watching the game because I was basketballed out by that point. It was like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm, you know, I've watched the Marshall and West Virginia games were on that same day, so I'm like basketballed out.
I was watching Cobra, so.
He was watching Cobra.
We give him a pass for watching Cobra at this point. But no, you think you finally turned it over.
Well, yeah, so Matt's texting me saying, oh, you know, you got to watch this game. Virginia's going to get beat. And it was just like right after halftime. There's 17 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm getting a little excited.
I'm like, man, there's 17 minutes left. This shit's going to even itself out.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's like, no, there's like 5 minutes left of the game. Or, I don't know, probably 10-minute mark I started watching. Yeah. And he's like, no, you got to watch this shit.
And, Virginia was just giving up. They gave up so early. And UMBC was just, they were hitting everything.
Well, it was tied 21-21 at halftime, right?
Yeah, very boring first half. Like, it was a hard basketball to watch in the first half.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, UMBC, everything they threw up, just they couldn't miss.
Yeah, Jarius Lyles, I think he, I can't remember how many he had, but he had over 30.
Yeah,
and he just couldn't miss, even on the blown whistle they had where he just chucked one up in the air.
They had the little Mexican kid was dominating.
Yeah,
and getting the assist.
Mexican Steve Nash.
And then they had a taller white kid. I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't catch his name.
But he was hitting early in the second half, and then he disappeared, and then Lyle stepped up.
They just didn't miss, and Virginia shot horrible.
Well, not only did they not miss, but most of their shots were just wide open.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
Virginia wasn't even trying to play defense, and a team that was touted on their defense all year. That's all you heard on ESPN. Oh, they allow the fewest points per game besides Tennessee. You know, they were this great defense, and they weren't even trying.
I'm not listening to the experts next year. No, I'm just picking. I'm gonna turn ESPN off.
There's no experts. I like these guys.
Hand quotation.
And like I think me and Rocky were talking about that when we did the Wild Card Wednesday. It was, you know, you watch one station, they're all the same. You know, they all pretty much have the same picks. I mean, I don't know.
The only one I'll really watch is Dickie V, but, you know, you can't pay attention to anything he says.
I just love listening to him talk.
He's just entertaining to watch.
Like, I don't know how he's still doing it.
He should have died like 12 years ago, but
I think I go through a period where I think he's dead every couple of years. I'm like, oh, no, I'd look him up. Yeah, he's still screaming about college basketball.
Like, if there was one of those stories on fake stories on Facebook, like Dickie V died, I'd be like, yeah, I can see it.
Yep.
I wouldn't even be like, you know, like there was one about Stallone couple months ago, and I was like, no, no.
I swear they do those all the time with him.
Yeah,
like, well, he can't die.
And he just like tweets out, he's like, I'm not dead. I ain't dead yet. But, Virginia just, they.
Kind of a segue, the Rocky story, UMBC. Taking out Virginia,
that's real.
Well, when they interviewed that guard at the end of the game, and he got all mad because the reporter's like, "Are you aware that a 16 is beat a 1?" He got all pissy. Well, you know what? If I was a reporter, I'd be like, "Well, if you would have showed up at the game and played instead of looking past or partying, then I wouldn't even be asking you this damn question."
Well, they are all crying and shit on the sidelines. That was the best part of it
for me. That was my favorite part, too.
They're all crying and shit.
Yeah, they didn't, though.
Well, you can't feel bad for them. I mean, okay, you had a hell of a regular season. the season didn't end. I mean, you still got to close it out.
Yeah,
just
because
you're ranked at number one, you know, it don't mean shit. Nope. Close it out.
Yeah, and they were the overall number one too in the whole tournament.
I mean, is that coaching though? Not getting your team ready.
I don't know if it is, because when they interviewed, I loved that coach when they were interviewing him in the hallway, and I mean he had nothing but respect for them, and you know he was like, you know, we had a heck of a regular season, but you know they just didn't chuck. They showed up and outplayed us.
Well, but he's got to say that shit though. But like, I mean, it is the coach's responsibility to get these college kids ready to play a basketball game.
It is, but if they stay out partying and you know whatever, you know, as a coach, you gotta
lock them fuckers down, well, man. I mean, you put them in the hotel room, you lock them in.
So they said the 16 points that they were down at one point was the largest deficit of the season. So they hadn't seen any adversity either.
That was another point that we were making. Yeah. They didn't know. At a point where they could have dug deep and come back, they just didn't have it. They didn't know how to do that.
Yeah, they panicked and they were taking quick shots and it wasn't working for them. They were just staying frustrated instead of slowing it down and doing what they do best. So, but at the end of the day, it's the first time a 16's beat a 1.
It was a great game.
It was a fun game to watch, yeah.
You know, when I flipped it over there, I was like, oh, I got to watch this shit now because they're going to make movies about this shit. So,
There's a story behind – I meant to look it up, but there's a story behind that Lyles kid, too, that is apparently inspiring. So, of course. So there probably will be some sort of –
oh, there's going to be a movie.
30 for 30 movie, something like that.
Yeah, definitely a 30 for 30. Yeah. Maybe a movie. Michael B. Jordan as Lyles.
Which you're right.
So then, just looking at upsets here, Buffalo beat Arizona. Arizona came out and shit the bed. Another one where it was not just, you know, I mean, they lost by 21.
Yeah, it was never really close. Like, towards the first half, towards the end, it was close. But, yeah, Buffalo kind of controlled the whole game. And then to go get blown out by Kentucky. This week, or yesterday, was it? Yeah, lost by 20 yesterday.
Lost by 20 to Kentucky. I don't know, man. Arizona, that's another team. There's a lot of hype on ESPN, but, you know, you pay a player. What was his name? Ayers or something like that?
Ayton.
Yeah. Pay a player $100,000, he still can't win. But, you know, I guess he could have. I did tell Pickens in our little wild card Wednesday. I was worried about the scandal and all that affecting him.
Well, see, and I knew the scandal would catch up with him, but that kid, man,
DeAndre Ayton.
He's good. You know, you can watch him play. You can tell that he's got it.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know what his actual stat line was, but I mean, I know the last several games he was putting up 20 and 20 a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he averages 20, and he averages a double-double, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he's good.
He had 14 and 13.
Yeah.
14 points, 13 rebounds against Buffalo, and they still lost by 21. But, it's weird, and a lot of these, like, NBA players and teams, like, they're guys that are going to the NBA are losing real early in the rounds.
Maybe they're resting up for the draft or something.
Yeah, maybe they don't care. Texas has Bamba, who's going to be a first-round guy. They lost.
Well, Texas game, that one kid stepped up. Can't remember his name. His skinny guard.
Oh, the freshman kid.
Yeah, the freshman kid. He Coleman. Stepped up. Yeah.
Yeah. He was hitting some big shots.
Yeah, but back to the UMBC game. I did. One of the announcers did say, "You must be Cinderella."
That's
what UMBC stands for. But what it actually stands for is University of Maryland, Baltimore County, which means they're just hard as fuck, dude.
Yeah, they're like a 5,000 person school, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, and all of them got to defend themselves with firearms at all times.
Yeah.
Also, Ray Lewis probably talked to him before the game, so that's probably what actually went down. But in the same bracket, all these upsets.
Yeah, these are all the first four teams. Five teams.
Apart from Kentucky.
Three upsets right there.
Yeah, so Loyola Chicago is another Cinderella story this year.
I didn't think it was a huge deal they beat Miami. I thought it was a big deal they beat Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee is a good team that, you know, they did have the number one defense. Which still, you know, Tennessee still held Loyola Chicago to 63 points. But, you know, so their defense was still there. But
they won on two last-second shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that three at the end of the Miami game,
yeah.
I was at work.
Yeah.
And the guy had it pulled up on his phone. And I was like, I think me and Rocky picked them on Wednesday. And then on mine, I ended up changing my bracket and picking them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I liked it, too. I just did not pick them.
That three, man, he hit the top of the key. I was like, oh, man. You know, there was like 0.3 seconds left. And I was like,
it's crazy.
It's awesome.
There's been a lot of late shots in March Madness. I mean, they hit the one. I think it was a different guy, wasn't it? They hit the one against Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, so there's, you know, Loyola Chicago then, yeah, went on and beat Tennessee. They're in the Sweet 16. We'll see who plays them between Nevada and Cincinnati today. It's on at 6 o'clock.
Y'all want to make some picks for today?
Well, I mean, you know, I still got Cincinnati in it. I think Cincinnati's going to kind of roll. UMBC got a shot at Kansas State.
They got a shot, but I watched Kansas State play. I watched that whole game. I picked Creighton. And within, like, 3 minutes, I really wanted to change my pick.
Yeah, I watched the first half of that game.
Yeah, and Kansas State plays hard basketball, and they did not have their best player.
Yeah.
So he's supposed to be back, I guess, for this game. I can't see UMBC keeping it going.
Oh, hell, you never know, though.
No.
I mean, they're coming off. I think they're happy with just where they are, though. The way their coach was talking, he's like, we're good now.
Yeah.
You
imagine how much exposure that gives to that school.
That's what's crazy, too, though. It just shows if you come out and you're knocking your shots down, anybody, you know, that's what I think so awesome about the tournament is anybody can beat anybody. I mean,
Well, see, like, they scored, like, 54 points or something like that in the second half.
Yeah.
Nobody had even really – a lot of teams hadn't even scored 54 points against Virginia in a whole game.
Yeah, they were holding teams to 55.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive.
But, you know, so then down to the West bracket, basically every team took care of business except Missouri, which, you know.
Really screwed me up.
I really thought Missouri was going to go somewhere.
And of course, I went Providence, which is the basketball school.
Well, see, I mean, I picked South Dakota State. Well, I picked Providence, but, you know.
Well, we're actually missing a big upset, Marshall, with the upset.
Well, I'm not.
Is that in the West? Or is that?
That's the East.
Okay,
yeah. Gotcha. So the West bracket, not too much of a surprise there.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
Michigan did beat Houston, which I had in one bracket. I had Houston going to the Sweet 16 in another bracket.
I did too, yeah.
But, you know, this bracket, I picked Michigan. So, next, you know, going down, West Virginia beat Murray State very handily.
It's pointing at Butler.
You better be pointing at Purdue, pal.
Teasing Pickens over here. What time we got? 12-10 on that? Oh, snap. That's going to be early game.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well,
I do have something to say real quick about the Michigan.
Back up to Michigan.
I thought it was crazy. You know, I missed the game last night, but I was watching SportsCenter this morning, and that guy, the guard or whoever, hit the shot last night.
Uh-huh.
Poole, yeah.
Yeah.
That was his name.
That was his first game he started all year.
Yeah.
Because he came in for that, the guy got injured.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting.
And that shot, man, looked like a frog leg.
Yeah, it
like,
did.
It was a crazy looking shot.
It was deep, too.
Yeah, it was a deep three. I don't know how it went in.
That was kind of cool. You know, he's a rookie, you know. Oh, it's a pretty cool story.
But yeah, so, you know, then the East bracket, the big game for everybody in our state here in West Virginia. West Virginia beat Murray State pretty handily. They controlled the whole game, but I will say they played like shit in the first half.
I'm glad I switched that because I had Murray upsetting them in one or two, I think.
But yeah, West Virginia, they looked like shit in the first half, but thankfully both teams looked like shit. So, but they ended up with 85 points, so
yeah,
you know, they went off in the second half. Then big upset. Matt's already mentioned it. Marshall over Wichita State. Great game. I watched the whole thing at work.
Yeah, I had to miss that one.
Everybody's watching it at work. You know, everybody's in there. It was a great game. John Elmore just completely dominated the game. You know, for Marshall, he was shooting everything. Everything was going in. Now, you motherfuckers, you're getting ahead. They're over here pointing, trying to talk about Marshall game right now.
I was letting you go about it there.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I just, that's kind of the only, and then Pinova is their center. He had a good game, but he fouled out. He got in foul trouble. He made some stupid fouls. Okay, so we're looking at the West Virginia Marshall. 91.8% of people are picking WVU, which scares the shit out of me because.
Yeah, probably should. You know, John Elmore up here with the 22 points per game.
I'm telling you, dude, that 44%. That kid was dominant. And Javon Carter does play good defense, though. It's going to be. You know, Javon Carter, Daxter Miles, and Sagaba Kanate.
That three times fast.
Sagaba Kanate. He's the center for WVU, and then you non-WVU fans.
Yeah, I don't watch WVU basketball.
But he's a dominant center. He's a great shot blocker. Second to Pinova for Marshall, who's the number one shot blocker in the country, I believe. He had some good blocks in the game against Wichita. Wichita, though, you know, they've always been a lower seed.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they switched conferences. I forget which conference they switched to. But they've always been a lower seed, and I think they've always played with the underdog mentality. And then now that they're in the bigger conference, they're a little more, you know, they're not used to being the favorite. So it kind of messes with them. A lot of teams that happens sometimes.
I was looking through some of Marshall's games this year. Looks like they played Xavier, and they only lost by 5 to Xavier on the game. So that's a pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, some of their best games are actually losses, which are close. They got blown out by Illinois in a game. I think Western Kentucky beat them by like 40. Like 114.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a lot. Early in the season, they were terrible. Like, early in the season, they were god-awful. But then later in the season, they kind of picked it up. A lot more wins. And,
yeah, it looked like towards the end of the season, they started going on a roll there. Yeah. But that sometimes that's what it is. It's getting hot there at the end.
They got hot right at tournament time. So we'll see, you know, if Marshall beats West Virginia, we'll never hear the end of it. I'll never hear the end of it, but
I mean, let them have one. You know, they never get one.
That's true. I mean, they will never beat them in football. It just won't happen.
No, if they didn't do it with Moss, they're not going to do it now.
Although,
if you look at it though, you think West Virginia versus Villanova would be a good game, but then like you look at Marshall versus Villanova, you feel like it's a 40-point blowout.
I will say it depends on what West Virginia team shows up, you know.
But Marshall's going to have to elevate their game to play in West Virginia.
Yeah, so. Like West Virginia, man, they've had 20-point leads at the half and just blown the shit out of them.
That's
like,
what I hear. They blow a lot of leads. So.
And, you know, so it just depends on what team shows up in the second half. There's teams where they could beat the fucking Golden State Warriors, and then there's other games where they couldn't beat, you know, a high school team. So, you know, it's going to be just one of those things, whoever shows up. But, you know, hopefully West Virginia shows up, can do something.
I'm going to root against my bracket, I think, and go Marshall.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I got West Virginia
like
playing Villanova.
Yeah, that'd be...
I mean, Marshall cool. In the Sweet 16 would be something. Because we've seen West Virginia in the Final Four, weren't they? Early
yeah, I mean, they have been within the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's So, I mean, that'd be cool to see.
That'd be cool to see. So, we'll see. You know, with that Elmore kid, they can do about anything because he was...
It'd be cooler if they had, like, if they were on a different side so they could come down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
but, you know, if they're on a different side, maybe one of them gets eliminated and they don't get to play each other at all.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I want them to go all the way and then play
each
other.
I mean, you know.
That'd be pretty cool.
So, the next Butler... beats Arkansas, a little bit of an up, not a big upset there, really. I mean,
it's these schools like Butler and Seton Hall. You just like kind of you know, the basketball schools.
That, yeah, you got to pick them even though they're eight seeds
like,
or whatever.
They're like 15s, and I'm like, nah, they got it. They've been here before. They do it every year. Like,
and then Purdue beat Cal State Fullerton by 70.
Did we actually get off with the actual?
It's 26 points.
26 points. Okay.
They beat them by 70.
Villanova beats Alabama by 20, so we didn't talk about that.
That's well, fine. I mean, that's not an upset though, man. Texas Tech's looking really damn good though.
I told you. Feeling Tech. That Florida game was good.
It was a good game.
Well, hopefully they have to get past Butler, not Purdue next round.
Oh, because you're scared of Purdue. That's what's going on.
But somebody laughed at us when we said something about Purdue, didn't they?
Purdue who?
Yeah.
See, remember?
That's right.
I mean, to be fair, Purdue's only won one game so far. Huh? But, I mean.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game today, though. I think early game against Butler, T's going to get up, play him. I think it's going to be a tough one. I'd probably lean Purdue. I got him picked in the game, but you never know.
Got him picked in the game.
I got him losing next round to Texas Tech.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Here we go. That's right. Shit on our pick for having him going to the
Sweet 16.
Oh, my gosh.
I can take him that far, but I'm telling you, it's not going to be an easy game against Butler.
Lord.
Will not be surprised. Went by eight, yep. He says. Like, just
got him by 12.
What's the score then? 78-70? Is that what you're comparing?
Well, what is the spot for that game?
I think Butler's a couple points. It's not a lot. 3.5.
Yeah.
Little so-called
Purdue with 3.5.
Okay. Purdue wins by 8.
Well, see, here it says.
Right, mark it down right here.
It says Haas isn't going to play.
That's fine.
He only scored 9 points in that.
Yeah, it wasn't.
He shattered his elbow. The Pickens is texting me, going, he's going to play.
Hey, that's just what. If they get the brace.
I mean, shattered approved. His fucking elbow.
I mean, I agree with. I don't know why the hell you'd play anyway, but.
I mean, the man.
I mean, I'd get ready for the NBA.
The man needs to get ready for the NBA.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna be good. Should be a good game though.
So then on, you know, the final bracket, the Midwest. You know, Kansas taking care of business, getting into the Sweet 16, beating Seton Hall.
Yeah, that was a scary game for me. I thought Seton Hall could.
Pull it. It was close. You know, Clemson over New Mexico State.
Yeah.
Pretty big there, 11 points.
That's my done with ESPN there. Everybody riding New Mexico State. I got excited. I even saw one person pick them to go to like Final Four. I was like, what?
They were all just getting a circle jerk on ESPN. They saw, New Mexico State.
And then all I heard from Clemson was that they were a beat up team and they were hurt. And I was like, well, then this is easy. And then nope.
Nope. They just come out and ball.
They just come out and destroyed them. I was like, all right, I'm out. But the Clemson-Auburn game, that's cool. We got a little...
Yeah, Clemson-Tiger, Tigers there. Yeah,
a little rivalry game going on in the second round.
And then, you know, Syracuse beating TCU, which for some reason in this bracket, I picked TCU.
See, this is my ESPN bracket. I picked Syracuse. In my bracket that we're doing, I picked... TCU.
I think me and Pickens put Syracuse out there playing, getting beat by Michigan State.
I thought
it was going to be Arizona State beating Syracuse, and then Arizona State beating TCU.
No, that's another reason that I was kind of leery on picking some of these play-in teams to win the first round because I wasn't even sure if they're going to win their play-in game.
Why the hell is there an 11 seed play?
I've meant to look that up and see why that is now. But
if anybody out there, if you know why the hell there is an 11 seed playing game.
Kreitz probably knows.
Yeah, Kreitz, tell us why there's an 11 seed playing game because that's ridiculous to me. If Arizona State loses to Syracuse, they should still be better than 5 seed. So they should still be better than 5 seeds in every bracket, which would be like 20 teams.
That's what I'm not understanding.
That means Arizona State's still probably better than 20 teams that got it in the tournament. But Syracuse, happy they won. Me and Pickens picked them. Our Wild Card Wednesday bracket is doing god-awful.
Well, we got a little too wild card on it.
We went a little... What happened with the Wild Card Wednesday bracket was I had certain upsets I liked. Pickens had certain upsets he liked, and they weren't the same upsets, so we just picked them all. Together. We just combined upsets. Our upsets and picked them
That's what happens when you do a Wild Card Wednesday. You feel like you have to push the wild card.
But that's the thing. Like I said, my 4-year-old filled out a bracket, and he had UMBC winning.
Yep.
I mean, that's what...
He's one of those 0.2% of people that picked that game.
He did have Bucknell taking the whole thing, though.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I hadn't broken to him yet that Bucknell lost.
Well, they did lose to Michigan State, but not by much.
No, they actually were in the game till the very end of it there.
Yeah, you know, so we thought there was going to be another 13-4 upset there briefly, but... You know, I got Michigan State going on to play Duke. Which is probably
I think everybody's got that. That's a tough game to pick. I've got it different in each bracket.
I do too. See, this this one, so I've got Michigan State playing Kansas.
That's what I've got in this one, and that's my ESPN one.
Yeah, so.
Filled out for money.
I don't know, that Duke team, I don't know.
They look good against Rhode Island.
They did.
Rhode Island's a good team.
I don't know. I don't think they're gonna go super deep in.
They might have the best player left, though, in the whole thing. Blanking on his name now, though.
Oh, Marvin Bagley.
Yeah, he's probably the best player left in the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so we got our sweet. There's some Sweet 16 teams already in there: Kentucky, Loyola, Chicago, Gonzaga, Michigan, Villanova, Texas Tech, Kansas, and Duke, and then. You've got play-in games today to see who plays all those teams in the Sweet 16. But, you know, so that's March Madness, pretty crazy this year. First time a 16's ever upset a one.
You know, yeah, we were all like, we don't watch a ton of basketball, but this has actually been more fun to do, I think, than almost anything we've done so far.
That's for true, me, yeah. Just it's I been mean, fun. Just picking horse shit. Next year, I'm not going to watch a single fucking ESPN.
I
watched the whole hour and a half bracketology show. You know, I was out there. I watched this bracketology show, and I'm trying to bone up for March Madness. I took 5 pages of notes. And like, I'm just sitting there writing all this shit down, and all of it's horse shit. So I just quit.
I went by gut unless I saw a matchup that I was like, I really don't understand this one. So then I would look up the two teams and try to compare them. But
and 0 perfect brackets out there.
So. Oh yeah, that UMBC thing.
Yeah, that killed well, 99%.
Yeah,
that cattle. Yeah, that'll work.
Well, that wasn't even the one that the guy got wrong. He actually picked that one.
Of course,
I never did find out who it was, but he had a 13 beating a 1 or something like that.
What the world?
And he missed that one.
It seems almost impossible to pick a perfect bracket anyway.
I mean, I don't know how many combinations there are. There's millions and millions.
You can work out that. But
it's like winning the Powerball, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Can't do it. But yeah, you know, so standings right now in our bracket, we got Billy Vickers, number one, tied for first place with Matt and Brent right now with 350 points on ESPN.
That son of a bitch. Yeah, he always, last year.
Last year he beat us. Last year he came into our own bracket.
I had the lead the whole thing.
I didn't even respect North Carolina either, and he picked them, and I was like watching his thing the whole time. I was like, they just keep winning.
But you know why we didn't respect North Carolina? Because ESPN told us
that
they were fucking shit.
Probably.
It's not the same North Carolina you're used to. Well, they look like the same fucking North Carolina.
They're winning.
You know, Kreitz out there picked Virginia.
Yeah. Sorry about
Kreitz was
that.
Pretty upset on the Facebook page.
All about his picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think he's too upset, though. Just being able to watch March Madness is cool.
It is for me, yeah. I mean, I don't want it all to go perfect. You know, I don't want all the ones to win and twos to win. Like, I don't want that. Even though that's what I'm going to lean towards, picking. That's not what I want.
You know, our Sunday morning smack talk bracket, 320 points. And then I am dead last with 300 points. But
you went even more wild card.
Went even more wild card than our wild card Wednesday bracket.
That's.
But
I wish I could just transfer my ESPN bracket over because I'm doing better than it. I got 360.
But you never know. So, you know, but I do have the second most possible points remaining behind Billy Vickers. So,
you ready?
Billy Vickers will win it.
I'm plotting
a comeback here, guys. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm plotting a comeback here.
I've still got 1340 left.
See, I've got 1380. I'm going to sneak in right there with 40 points. to go hard, depending on how today goes. But you know, we'll see. But anyways, guys, anything else we got from March Madness talk here?
Unless y'all want to pick games today, other than that.
Yeah, well, let's pick some games today. UMBC, Kansas State.
Kansas State.
Yeah, I'm going Kansas State.
They did look awful good in their first game, but I'm not going to count UMBC out. I'm not going to be like...
You going to do it?
I don't think I can. I got to go with Kansas
State. Will you take UMBC with the points? We got 10.
10 points?
10 and a half.
I'll take UMBC and the points.
Okay.
10 and a half. I'll take that. I would take that bet any day because, you know.
Yeah, I think they're going to play him tough. I don't think it'd be a high score.
Hopefully, just
game.
Come out and just get obliterated.
UMBC. They really could.
Yeah.
They might. I mean, you know.
I mean, this Lyle, that Lyle's kid had a game like he's never had. So, yeah.
Next, we've got Nevada, Cincinnati. I still have Cincinnati in it.
I'm in Nevada, son.
Oh, I know you're rolling.
Riding Nevada.
Pickens is riding Nevada.
How far? To the Elite Eight? You got him in the Elite Eight.
I think I do.
You do?
Oh, boy.
Wild card, son.
I ain't going to knock it.
Those twin brothers, man, they're good.
Since, Nevada's getting 8 points, though. So, I mean, I think they can.
I think it might be closer than that.
Nevada, Mountain West Conference, first place in front of Boise State in the Mountain West. So, which Boise State went down like a bitch in the NIT. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, did they really?
Oh, they went down to Washington in the first round, yeah.
Washington always gets them.
Fucking Washington, man.
I'm going Cincinnati, though, in this because I'm riding them all the way to the Final Four. So.
Yeah, I am too, actually. So Cincinnati. Yeah. But, hey, Pickens is the dissenting voice here. He's rolling.
It's going to be
Xavier, Florida State. I got Xavier.
Yeah. We all agree on that. I think Florida State make it out of the first round.
But they balled on Missouri, though. I mean, they beat them by 13.
Yeah.
I thought a boy come back from injury, and I thought he was going to.
Yeah, he's another NBA top pick guy that's just out of the tournament somehow already.
Yeah.
Sets up a good matchup, though, with Xavier and Gonzaga next round.
Yeah, so Xavier, they've got Trayvon Blewett, I think that's his name.
Trayvon Blewett, he's leading scorer for the team.
Yeah, he's averaging 20 points a game. So, next game, Texas A&M, UNC. I had UNC in this. Yeah, I still got them. They look
UNC. You know. Yeah, although I want Texas A&M to win somehow.
Well, I mean, I want them to win too. They're it's Big 12 game or whatever. You know, or they're in the SEC now. But
I got Michigan all the way to the final, so I don't want UNC playing Michigan next.
See, I got UNC playing Gonzaga, and then Gonzaga in the Gonzaga playing Cincinnati.
Either way, Michigan's gonna have a tough game.
They've got such a tough road the whole way. Yeah.
They barely squeezed out Houston, but Houston's a good team.
Yeah, they are. They are a good team. But Michigan's still alive for now. They've got the hardest road. They've got to go through UNC. Then probably Xavier or Gonzaga, and then they got Cincinnati for maybe next. It's just tough.
That's a tough ride.
All the way.
Next, here's the game. Everybody around here is talking about West Virginia Marshall.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Purdue game. Go
ahead. Oh, jeez. We'll cover that in a second.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, maybe I should pick Marshall so they lose.
Honestly, I told the guys at work, I was like, I wish both of them could lose. Because I just don't care. I really did. Because I got the Marshall guys at work that are fans that I'm sick of hearing about. And then the WVU.
You were kind of a Marshall fan, though.
You were a Marshall fan.
I was.
What happened
but
to you?
I don't know, man. But the guys at work, everybody's Marshall fans.
When they finally win, you don't want anything to do with
them. That's right. I'm a reverse bandwagon.
I want my teams to lose.
I don't know.
I like my team shitty.
So I can be miserable.
Everybody got pissed at me, though. They're like, what the fuck you mean? If there's a way for both of them to lose, I'd be okay with it.
Well, will you pick one to win, though?
No.
You're not even going to do that?
All right. Okay, so I've got Marshall, apparently, because I want to pick them so they'll lose.
Virginia. It's
so I've no got way. Marshall, so, you know, hopefully, if my picks go like they have thus far, Marshall will lose the game. So I'm picking Marshall. You've got WVU.
You know what? I'm going with Marshall for the upset.
Oh boy.
Wild card, son. Wild card.
He just fucked you.
He just fucked me hard. He just fucked me hard.
He just put it to you right there.
Oh my gosh. All right, here wild we go. Wild card. Purdue Butler.
Purdue Butler. Yep.
Matt's got Purdue, but wanting Butler to win, I believe. Purdue.
Let's see the line on this game real quick. We got 3.5. All right.
Oh, God,
that's close.
Eesh.
Purdue wins by 8.
I would lean Purdue.
Even though Haas isn't playing.
That's fine. He only scored 9 points last game anyway.
Yeah, but he's a big rebounding presence. That's fine.
They got this on the bag.
See, that's the one thing.
Taking Butler.
Marshall. Going back to that game.
What are you putting up? What are you wagering?
$5. $5.
$5, you bitches.
Says $5.
Oh, well, I don't make the big money you make here.
I don't make no big money.
What?
Me?
You.
I don't make no money. Can't discuss my.
Well, contract. According to your hours you work every week.
Well, I do.
You work like 87 hours a week.
Well, I do work a lot of hours.
Jeez. Oh, boy. All right. Well, anyway.
Couldn't make it to Wild Card Wednesday.
I wanted to make a point about Marshall real quick. They don't really have any big guys besides Penava. And West Virginia has Kanate.
West Virginia also blows big leads.
Trying to make a point here, Pickens. That's not my point currently. Oh, I blatantly said they blow big leads earlier in the podcast. I blatantly said that. But, you know, I thought that, West Virginia was going to be able to muscle Murray State. But Murray State is actually pretty big. But Marshall's kind of small. That's why I was kind of surprised they beat Wichita because, you know, Wichita was getting so many offensive rebounds. It was crazy. But then they were just missing once they got the offensive rebounds. So, you know, Kanate could have a good day against Penava, and we'll see how that goes. The only problem with Kanate, though, is sometimes he'll drift out to, like, the three-point line, and, you know, Huggins was saying, hey, he needs to have 1 foot in the paint whenever he gets the ball, but then you watch the game, and he's out the three-point line trying to dribble.
Well, they've always had a kind of a big thing about, for some reason, they want their big guy to Bill not, you know, out around the 3-point line.
Well, because usually they don't really have big guys. That's the thing. But they finally got one. Anyway, we'll get off that. I'm picking Purdue. Matt's got Butler. Pickens says Purdue by 8, so he's taking the points too.
I'm gonna just go with the upset here. They've done this stuff before. You know, I've never trusted Purdue, so I'm going Butler.
Then we got Clemson-Auburn, the Tiger game.
Yeah, this should be a good game.
The spot in this is Auburn -1.5.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's close. yeah.
You know what? I'll take Clemson in this one. Screw it.
Okay.
Auburn only beat Charleston by 4 points.
Yeah.
I'll take Clemson in this one. I thought they looked pretty good and, you know, wild card. So, what are you guys thinking?
Pickens, what are you thinking? Clemson, Auburn.
We'll go with Auburn.
This guy kills me. He just kills me.
He does me too. But I'm taking Auburn too on this.
Pickens, let's discuss. Taking Auburn. Done. Discussing.
Well, what's the point in discussing? You might as well just flip a fucking coin.
What's the point in discussing? Yeah. We have a podcast. That's exactly. The discussing it.
Exactly.
Our podcast should be called Flip a Coin. And we just flip a coin every
time. I ain't going to pretend. I don't fucking know. I'll be honest. I haven't watched one single game.
Why are you mad, though?
I'm not mad.
I just asked if you thought Auburn would beat Clemson. I didn't know.
You're screaming in the mic. Well, Headset's about to fall off.
Good God. I mean, what do you want me to say? I don't know.
Why don't you pick a fucking team?
I just picked a fucking game. I picked a fucking team. And apparently that wasn't good enough for you.
Well, we got a matchup predictor on ESPN. 51.5% says Clemson.
Matt tried to get it back on the rails.
Anyway.
Here. See, I thought when we started this podcast, I thought it would be Matt and Brent fighting. And then it's me and Brent every week.
Every week, yeah.
So, what the fuck you want me to say?
Well,
Mustafa Haran is Auburn's leading scorer, so I'm picking them. 15 points, 16.6 a game.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, now you can't change that pick.
Now I'm waffling.
Mustafa leading the charge.
I mean, you know, Clemson does have Marquise Reed, though.
They do.
And that's how, I'm saying that's how it's pronounced, Marquise. Marquise Reed. Mark, it's probably Marcus, but whatever. 51.5% of people picking Clemson. God damn it, I went the wrong way.
It's such a close.
I went the wrong way. Everybody's picking the upset, though.
Who's this kid from Boise State? I just pulled up. He's 39 points per game? Is that real life?
Jesus Christ.
Chandler Hutchinson?
Chandler Hutchinson, my boy.
What is this? Why does it say he's 39 points a game?
Why is it saying
that? Oh, that was just his last game.
Last game was
39. He scored 39, 14, and 2. So it wasn't his fault they lost in the NIT.
It was not. What was his name?
Chandler Hutchinson.
You're my boy.
Shout out, Boise
State.
It was not
your fault. Boise State, you know, even though they got beat by Washington, fuck Washington. Can we just say that? They took their coach.
Yeah, they took Peterman, man.
They took Peterman. Or Peterson or whatever.
Peter.
They took Peter from us.
Big Dick Nick.
They took Big Peter from us. And, you know.
Peter Peckard.
Fuck Washington. And then he gets all this recognition like he hadn't done it at Boise State. Get out of here. Remember where you come from,
Boise
Peterson.
Made him.
Boise made you in the Fiesta Bowl. You know, Zabransky.
Ian Johnson
proposing to his cheerleader girlfriend at the end of the game. I mean, you don't get better than that. That's a sports movie we need.
That is a sports movie we need. Boise State.
So,
blue turf.
Last game here to get into the Sweet 16, Syracuse, Michigan State. I picked Syracuse to get this far, but Michigan State is probably going to roll on them here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, too. Even though Michigan State was tested early in the first round, and they had that bad loss, was it last year, the year before, to Middle Tennessee State? So
yeah, the Middle Tennessee domination.
Tournaments recently, kind of sketchy for them, but I do got them winning that.
In one of my brackets, I didn't pick them to go very far because, you know, I thought, okay, I'm not getting fucked twice by Michigan State. And Kreitz actually mentioned that. That they got beat by Middle Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we did a solid 42 minutes on March Madness. So I'm going to go ahead and pull up. We're going to transition into NFL trade free agency talks here. Matt, bring up your link. I've got some written down here, but the big one that Pickens probably wants to talk about, or he'll just say, yep, is that the Vikings signed Kirk Cousins to a 3-year, $84 million deal.
I don't understand how you can sign, you know, you're signing a contract with somebody, or you're the team, and how do you fully guarantee a quarterback that kind of money?
Because he's Kirk Cousins, he's your boy. He's your boy.
I'm not saying.
I've never seen such waffling on a player.
I'm not waffling, but the thing of it is...
Waffling. Okay. Like a fucking Waffle House.
The thing of it is...
I thought he was leaving.
I did too.
I thought he got pissed off.
I was like, well, all right then. He's gone.
Y'all take it over for a second.
Okay.
He's looking up a stat.
I know what you're saying, though. I don't understand how you could give him $84.
No, I think it's complete.
Okay. Here it is. Only one quarterback has posted 4,000 yards... 25 plus touchdowns, a 90 QB rating in each of the last three seasons. Kirk Cousins. Bam. Now,
he has a losing record in that time.
Yeah, but he's with the Redskins, so who knows. But my thing with it is, okay, the Vikings, they made it pretty deep in the playoffs. Well, okay, you give him that kind of money, you bring him in.
Well, apparently, you're saying he's worth it.
Well, I'm saying he is good. He is good. But
Kirk Cousins,
you're giving him that kind of money. He has to deliver a Super Bowl, because if he doesn't, it's a bust. Because you made it there with.
Can't argue that.
Case Keenum. Case
fucking Keenum.
Who's going to the Broncos and going to ball.
Hey, look, I mean, if pressure's ever been on Kirk Cousins, it's now.
Yeah,
I agree there. I mean, this is what I'm saying. He's the third best quarterback in that division. He's not better than Rodgers or Stafford.
No.
No.
So
I don't think he's that good at all, really. He can't win games. You're paying him $84 million. The four highest paid players in the NFL right now have zero combined playoff wins.
Yeah, that there's something. That's there's ridiculous. Something wrong.
You can't win. I don't care how good Kirk Cousins is. I don't care. It's like the Tony Romo argument. I don't give a shit how good Tony Romo is. He can't win a fucking playoff game. So, yeah. I mean,
do you think the Patriots would give anyone $84 million guaranteed?
They wouldn't give Tom Brady $84 million guaranteed.
No, they wouldn't.
I mean,
it's just. Because
the Patriots are going to draft shitty players and make them gods because it's just the Patriots. I don't know why they keep doing that horse shit.
Yeah, I don't understand how.
But you know, okay, so my boy Blake Bortles got $54 million not guaranteed for 3 years.
Yep.
How is Kirk Cousins worth $30 million guaranteed more than he is? How?
I don't know.
Because Blake Bortles has won playoff games, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the thing. We're going to see this year what Kirk Cousins is really worth.
We are going to see because, you know what? I'm changing my Super Bowl pick.
Yeah?
I'm going Jags-Vikings. I hope it happens.
Jags-Vikings. Okay.
Jags-Vikings. I hope.
You think he's going to take him to the Super
Bowl?
No. You just said he wasn't that good.
No.
But
no, I
he's
going
to take him to the Super Bowl. And they're going to knock off the Jags.
Did I say they were going to knock off the Jags?
Not out of that end.
No. Because I hope he gets in there. I hope he gets in the Super Bowl by some ungodly, miraculous thing. Because he's probably not even going to win a fucking playoff game. But I hope he gets to the Super Bowl. And then Blake Bortles takes his big dick Blake out. He takes his big penis out. Big Dick Blake, and he's going to dominate Kirk Cousins in the Super Bowl and be Super Bowl MVP, and then next year he will get $800 million guaranteed. Blake Bortles, my boy.
Think Bortles will make it to the playoffs.
He did last year.
Well, the Jaguars
Well, his signed, defense carried him.
The Jaguars signed Austin Seferian Jenkins, a good tight end, and they got Dante Moncrief from the Colts.
Oh.
Adding some offensive talent around Bortles.
That's right.
Now they just need somebody to throw it to him.
He doesn't even need talent around him because he's got so much himself. That's why I said it. All right. So, Kirk Cousins, Pickens, worshiping at the altar of Kirk Cousins as usual.
But I'm just saying, the Redskins suck. It don't matter who you get. It's not just a one position. They need a lot of different positions for the Redskins to get to the point to where they're a playoff contender.
They just needed one piece, Alex Smith.
That's not the only piece they need.
It's the only piece they need.
Well, they upgraded. I mean, I believe so.
Well, I mean, that is yet to be seen. I mean, we'll see.
We can discuss the Bills dynasty now, though, if you want.
Oh, the Bills dynasty?
Because they picked up A.J. McCarron.
Build a team around that man.
We'll see.
Build a team around that
How
man.
Much? What'd they sign him
2
for?
Years, $10 million. I mean, that's a good deal.
Well, that's really. Not a bad deal. Because even if, you know.
It's a good deal.
But even if he tanked, I mean, it could be interesting. I mean, he hasn't really, I mean, he played a few games for the Bengals. But
he's really good at handing the ball off. So, see how that goes.
So, I mean, that's another team I'd like to see do something as a Bill, you know, to make a little bit of a run.
Yeah, I think.
I mean,
they
I'm
had a decent shot.
They dumped Tyrod.
I'm a Cowboys fan through and through, but I would, you know, I don't know. I'm all about those teams that haven't really done anything.
I just feel bad that the Bills lost all them Super Bowls.
Also, that's why you're all about Kirk Cousins, because you're all about people who haven't done anything. Is that what you're saying?
There it is. Slid you into that one.
I mean, you know, that's what it is.
Well, Blake's accomplished all kinds of things, hasn't he?
Went to the fucking AFC Championship game.
And fucking lost.
So? That's before the fucking
How about
Kirk
we
Cousins.
Talk about his game before the AFC Championship game?
He threw for 290 yards. What are you talking about?
No. No. No, he did not.
Nope. He's like, nope.
I'm talking about the game he threw for 70 yards and ran for...
He ran. He
120.
Yeah, he balled on his feet. He decided that's what the game needed.
No, he decided he can't fucking throw the ball.
Could Kirk Cousins run for that many yards? No, because he gets snapped like a fucking twig because he's like Robert Griffin III. That's what he's like.
Has he been hurt?
He's like RG3.
Has he went down like RG3?
He snaps like a little fucking twig.
I mean, I don't think he's been injured.
Because he won't go out of the pocket because he's too fucking scared because he weighs 120 pounds.
Why would you roll out? Why would you run outside? Maybe he learned from RG3.
They did not learn from RG3 because he learned sucking and shitting.
Well, he hasn't torn his ACL.
I mean,
apparently he's learned something.
Oh, good thing he's been in those games to lose. Good thing he hasn't been hurt because the same result would have happened either way with or without him. Because
he would have broke his leg. The Redskins suck. That is. It don't matter who you have at
quarterback.
Because
they had Kirk Cousins, a quarterback, who couldn't do anything.
It doesn't matter who you have. They're still going to fucking suck. They don't have anybody to build around.
Well, Big Dick Alex comes in there. We'll see what happens.
They will be a little better.
They will be better. Yeah.
I think so.
All right, so the Saints signed Drew Brees to a 2-year contract. I don't remember how much money that's for.
$50 million.
All
right, no-brainer.
He's took a pay cut the past couple years. He deserves it.
I already said Case Keenum went to the Broncos. I hope he balls there. I really do.
I do hope that he does well. Yeah, just because then Kirk Cousins falls on his ass. That's what I hope.
Yep, that's what's going to happen. So now to the horse shit of all horse shit. The Packers signed Jimmy Graham, which, okay, that's fine. And then they cut Jordy Nelson. And then the Raiders go over, they sign Doug Martin, they release Michael Crabtree, and then they sign Jordy Nelson. And then they got somebody else, too. I don't know. The Raiders are gearing up. Gruden's over there clearing house.
They got Rashawn Melvin from the Colts.
Yeah.
He's a cornerback.
They did get a cornerback. But the Packers cutting Jordy Nelson, I've been saying for weeks and weeks on this show that could be the stupidest thing that they could possibly do. Because he's one of the best wide receivers in the league, honestly.
Well, did you see that? I didn't save it, but since 2011, there's three wide receivers that have more touchdowns than Jordy. Jordy has 63 touchdowns since 2011.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers hurt for the majority of two seasons.
Yeah, two of those seasons. Yeah,
I mean that speaks for itself. I mean, Jordy, he's an elite receiver. You should have done whatever you can to keep him. Because, to me, if I'm Aaron, I don't know how many years he has left on his contract. He
doesn't have any years left in his contract. They're trying to sign him right now. They're trying to come to a deal.
Well, that's not, to me, okay, you brought in Jimmy Graham, which he's had some good games.
Well, but he was one of those three receivers that had more touchdowns than Jordy. But the Seahawks had no one else.
The Seahawks, though, didn't use him the way they should have. In New Orleans, Drew Brees knew how to use him.
Yeah.
And he got him a lot of touches. That's Rodgers' will, too. But, yeah, his stuff from Seattle's kind of deflated. It should have been more.
I don't know how you let – I don't know how you decide to let Jordy go. You're trying to keep Rodgers and – It don't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense because Randall Cobb has shit the bed the last 2 years. He hasn't done anything.
You're telling me you can't find money elsewhere to get Graham and keep Jordy? Like, it doesn't to bolster the only thing that you ever try to bolster is the offense.
And then that they just didn't even get anything for him. If you're going to get rid of him, get something for him.
Yeah, I know.
Cut him.
Let's just let him go. Save all the money. We don't need to take no money back. But they did get Muhammad Wilkerson.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty good pickup.
Yeah, which maybe that'll point to the fact that they actually don't draft a defensive.
No, I actually saw a mock draft yesterday where they still drafted a defensive.
God. Yep, I've seen the same one.
I was like,
hopefully, like everything else, the experts are wrong and they take an offensive lineman.
Yeah, because
that's really they need. Which their offensive line did get hurt, last year. But they still, even at the beginning of the year, weren't that good. So, they need something.
Do you think Green Bay's gearing up for life without Rodgers? Because they made that trade and they brought in a guy, Deshaun Kizer, which, he blows.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't understand.
But, you had Brett Hundley.
Yeah, how is Kizer and Hundley the same person?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't – to me, it almost kind of looks like, they're kind of gearing up for life without Rodgers.
They better be drafting a quarterback then this year.
Which I don't know why, because he's got a good fucking 8 years left.
He said he could play until he's 45. So he's 33 or something?
I mean, he's got a good at least 7 or 8 years left, so I don't know why the hell they're doing that right
now. And I don't know why you wouldn't bolster that offensive line. I mean, because that's what you need to – work on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Aaron's, you know, he's to me, he's my number one quarterback in the league, the most important guy you're going to have. Because all these other teams, their quarterback goes down, somebody can step up and replace that. You have Aaron Rodgers goes down, your season's over with.
Yeah. Man, I'm looking at some of these, like, linemen that sign deals. They signed some big deals. You got centers signing 5 years, $47 million. That's pretty good. I saw the highest paid player now in the NFL is a center, isn't it?
Really?
I forgot. Nate Solder. Might be a guard.
Guard.
I think he's the highest paid player in the NFL now.
But, yeah, you know, the Raiders, though, as long as Derek Carr stays healthy, they're a formidable team now.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm kind of starting to dig the Chiefs, what they're doing. Like, I kind of like Mahomes, and they got Sammy Watkins.
They like Mahomes. I know that.
Yeah, I get the Mahomes thing. I was surprised last year they didn't have him in games more.
Yeah.
If he's our guy, we drafted him.
I think they thought they had a shot though last year because they went through a period where they won like six or seven in a row.
Yeah, but they also went through a period where they lost five or six in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's to me, if you're on a stretch, why not throw him in there? If he's going to be your guy and you're thinking about trading Alex Smith away, then why not get him some time in to find out if he's got what you think he's got?
I don't know. I really don't. I know that they're going young though. Yeah. Everybody. I mean, but I like that. Sammy Watkins on one side and Tyreek Hill, and then you got Travis Kelce at tight end.
Yeah. He's a bitch. Yeah. But,
and then you got Kareem Hunt. Good. I don't know. That could be
I'm kind of interested to see if Kareem Hunt has the year next year they had. Because, you know, he started out hot, but toward the middle of the season, he kind of started
fading. Slowed down a lot. I don't know, but I like Kansas City as a sleeper.
Yeah.
Kind of still be good.
But Richard Sherman signs with the 49ers. I think we went over that last week. The Legion of Boom's fell apart.
Yeah, it's gone now.
it's gone. And,
within 2 weeks of us saying that, it's completely gone now.
So now he's gonna play the Seahawks twice every year, try to get revenge. But you know, Richard Sherman, you haven't done shit for the last fucking 2 years. So
no. I was surprised he didn't take more offers. But maybe that's what it was. Well, they're playing Seahawks twice a year. Yeah, he was that's all I need.
He was absolutely bitter about them letting him go. So
yeah,
that's what.
Well, that's all I had on NFL free agency, Matt. I don't know if you have any more.
Not really on free agency. I had some stuff though that I put down here.
Well, I did see like Le'Veon Bell's free agent. He signed back with the Steelers.
Franchise tagged again.
He got franchise tagged. I just hate the way that guy runs. I can't watch him.
Well, it's really weird.
And I heard him on one of the shows, and they're like, oh, you're in the top five in the league, top running backs. And he got all pissy about it. Well, I'm the top two. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, if you look at yards, he is.
That's fine, but I don't know. Just his attitude, and then, like you said, he don't fucking run. He hops.
Well, that's why they keep franchise tagging him. They're gonna franchise tag him until he's 30, and then just release him.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
What did Bears do to Matt Forte all those years? Yeah, he never got a contract.
Never got a contract. I mean, it's hard to trust running backs. I mean, you're not gonna give them guaranteed money.
Yeah,
they get hurt.
You can't trust people like your boy Doug Martin, but you know, and then they shit on you. And then, they just shit on him all of a sudden. But, all right, guys, so we're going to wrap it up here. We got one more segment here of little stuff that we might have missed. It's Matt's Minute.
Oh, yeah, we definitely missed some of this stuff. Jake Arrieta signed a 3-year, $75 million deal with the Phillies. Jose Altuve signed a 5-year, $151 million extension with the Astros. He was last year's AL MVP. Floyd Mayweather is going to begin training soon with Tyrone Woodley for the MMA.
Yep, I saw that.
Well, I heard rumors. I guess it fell through. They were talking. I mean, we talked about this before, the whole punk thing. So I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, I'm not sure if he's going to have a tune-up
match. For the listeners, he's going to have a tune-up match with CM Punk. But, you know, maybe not.
The kid from UNC. Joel Berry, Joel Berry the second,
mm-hmm.
passed Michael Jordan on the
wow.
UNC's all-time points list when they beat Lipscomb the other day.
Wow. All right. So that's it for us this week, guys. We'll be back next week. We're probably going to be back Wednesday with the Wild Card Wednesday. I think me and Pickens might talk a little bit about what's coming up with MLB The Show, game.
It looks really good.
I don't know if Matt will be able to be here or not, but it'll at least be me and Pickens. Of course, I don't know if he'll have much to say about the show since it's not an Xbox thing.
Is it a 360?
Yeah,
360, I'll talk about it.
They don't have it on the 360. But
I'm going to raid the show and just talk about Nintendo games for an hour.
But, you know, baseball video games is the way I bone up on baseball. There's so many players to try to keep track of. I bone up on it. You watch me. But that's the way I catch up with baseball. There's so many players. I follow the Reds, but that's kind of the only team I know. But for anybody that plays MLB The Show on PS4, they have a lot of cool new features this year. Me and Pickens like the way they're doing a lot of things. So yeah, we're probably going to come in Wednesday night, talk about that on our Wild Card Wednesday segment. We're going to try to make that a regular thing. Other than that, guys, this has been the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Sunday Morning Smack Talk, Twitter at SMST Podcast. Also, the podcast will be posted on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podomatic. And then also, I take it over and post it on YouTube with just a static image in the video. But maybe it's easier for people to watch it that way. Anyway, guys, just catch us online and peace.